Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that got cut off, so for some reason, I don't know what happened, but here's the commercial now.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway, or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memories. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Hello, everybody. You're at United Wrestling Council Radio. I'm your host, Sonia Marquez, and I'm here with Lance Winters. How are you doing, Lance?
Hey, Sonia. How's it going? It's your boy, Lance Winters, here. I'm doing good. How's your week been so far?
Pretty good. Just been working. You know, same old weekday stuff.
Oh, yeah, getting closer and closer to Friday. You know that means the weekend's coming up. Any plans for this weekend?
Yes, I am actually baptizing my little foster baby this weekend.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I had a little foster baby. She went home, but the dad asked me to still be her godmother. So that's awesome.
Hell yeah. It's always good to be involved.
Yeah. This little girl is very special. Like, I've raised her since she was 5 months old till she was almost four.
So you really were there for the whole development.
Exactly. So I'm so super excited for that on Sunday. All right.
Well, good for you. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. What about you? You got any plans this weekend?
This weekend, I am kicking my feet up. I am relaxing. I am having the time of my life and just, you know, taking it easy. You know, like, just like you
That's
said,
right.
We've been dealing with the work week, the Monday through Friday, and it's kicking at you, and I'm just going to take it easy until someone calls it in, and then I'm going to be somewhere. But to my knowledge, as of right now, this Thursday, I have nothing planned for this weekend. Maybe catch up
That's
on some
awesome.
Wrestling.
I love weekends that you don't have to do nothing.
Oh, yeah.
I just hate it because it's cold. I wish it was hot already, or warmer at least. It's still freezing.
Oh, I'd love to be outside. I would love to be outside. We spent too long. It was already, 4 months of rain, and now we're getting 2 months of cold. I'm waiting for the months of California, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for real. It's supposed to be sandy and hot right now. I'm ready to go swimming.
Yes. And all the fans are ready for that wrestling outdoors, you know. It's a different condition,
yeah.
You know, when you're out in the sun, nice and warm, got a drink and some food in you.
Exactly. And not having to wear all kinds of sweaters and be bundled up. It's weird. That's weird California weather. So.
Hey, but if you are wearing a sweater, make sure you wear your wrestler's favorite, you know, go and support them. I haven't seen many people with sweaters, but I do have one sweater with Kota Hiro. I don't know. Do you have any sweaters from any wrestlers or fighters that you enjoy? I know
no.
A lot of, cartoons.
No actual wrestler sweaters, but my favorite one is one that says, it just says heels. And then it says kayfabe clothing. That one is my favorite wrestling sweater, though.
I like that. I'm going to have to check
that
out.
And then it's black and red, so it's in my dad's colors, his wrestling colors, and he was a heel. So, it, like, it was a little bit more memorable to buy that one for me.
It's all adding up, you know. It's the universe sending signs that it's still connecting, you know.
Exactly. I haven't really been in the wrestling world since he's been, like, since he's been retired, and, you know, because he was sick and stuff. And, like, just getting old, his arms started hurting him. It was hard for him to walk, you know, stuff like that. So,
yeah.
I forgot what I was getting at, though.
we're just reminiscing, having a good time talking about heels, sweaters, our favorite colors, you know. Sonia, I've been on this show a couple of times. This is kind of like my first, like, official time being on here co-hosting. So I wanted to take this time to have a little personal connection without – asking you straight up personal questions. So, you know, it's pretty cool to get to know each other a little bit like this, and we'll get to know each other more as the weeks go on. So
yeah, that's
thank
true,
you for expressing
I have
that.
Learned about you. I have learned about you, but yeah, you say stuff about me.
Well, it's going to be a learning experience this summer. Make sure everyone's tuning in to UWC Radio here. So what do you want to talk about? What's on your mind? How are you feeling before we get our host on, our first guest on here?
Before we get started, I just want to announce for next week on June 8th, we're going to have Mr. Mexico and Sonny Ono. He was supposed to come on today, but we had scheduling issues. So next week, for sure, he will be on.
Perfect, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it there live. I'm sorry if I misquoted that earlier today. But as you know, subject could change. It says it almost every flyer.
There's always last-minute changes when it comes to wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
It's always in the fine print. We also will be having this really great artist on. His name is Christian Menny. I believe that's how his last name is pronounced. His Instagram is at S-K-U-F-I-U-S. He's really great. We met him at WrestleCon.
Nice. And what kind of music is that?
Well, no, he's an artist, like drawings and stuff. Like he was.
Oh, okay. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Like, yeah, I know.
I thought you guys were in with
yeah.
the band because you guys were at WrestleCon. You guys were next to all these legends. You guys were like squeezing with everyone. I thought you were like squeezing right next to the rock stars. So I apologize.
We were. It was cool. I was right there by Kurt Angle.
Oh man, that's a dream right there for me.
Yeah, I got to talk to him, like, shake his hand. He was, like, so funny. That one, like, I don't know, like, a few months ago or something, like, when they bring, it was Triple H, Shawn Michaels, X-Pac, and then one other guy, and then they were going to introduce Billy Gunn, but then it turned out to be Kurt Angle.
Oh, okay.
That was one of the funniest. I don't know. I loved the Generation X, and then Kurt Angle has always had like a little funniness to him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I love that.
Oh yeah.
Like when it's funny, and then the way he was just standing there, like I always wanted to be part of DX. we were all talking about that. It was really cool. It was so.
He finally got his moment, you know.
Yeah, I always wanted to be part of DX too, so I know how he felt.
You're right there waiting to be initiated, but it didn't happen yet.
Yeah,
still time.
Because it was cool. It was also cool too because I was just walking down the hallway and then like X-Pac didn't remember the directions into where his booth was at. So but we were all helping him, but like we're just walking down the hallway just talking like if we knew each other and stuff. It was really cool. And I was like, yeah, DX. That's cool. That was one of the best experiences ever.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to ask you. So, if somebody asked you, like, what's the modern day version of D-Generation X? Like, what faction would that be nowadays? What would you say? What would be the relatable pop big?
It's kind of similar, but not the same. But the whole Dominic and Mommy like thing, kind of. It kind of reminds me of, even though they're a little bit more gothic, you know.
Mm-hmm. But they're definitely still cool heels you want to be, kind of.
Yeah. I'm always going for the heels. Shawn Michaels was one of my favorites. I love him.
Oh, he was an icon. Definitely one of my favorites growing up watching. Even watching that Hulk Hogan match before I knew what was going on. I thought that was one of the silliest
Hulk Hogan
matches
man.
It turned out.
Yeah, yeah. Besides my dad, Hulk Hogan was, when I was little, Hulk Hogan was my favorite besides my dad. So it's like, okay, my dad's music and Hulk Hogan's music reminds me, like, when I hear those, I'm like, I flash back to being a child.
Good. It's always good to have those songs that bring you back to that moment, because that's what gets you energized, you know. That's what every wrestler looks for when they have their entrance music. They want to be able to pump up the crowd, bring them to the next level, and give them a moment that they'll remember forever.
Yeah. I like how our wrestling shows have been. Like, how many have you been to?
I've been to almost two handfuls of shows.
No, to ours, the scheduling. United Wrestling Council one.
Yeah, I want to say about five or six. Like, I've been hanging around. I've just been more in the background than I've been recently, you know, like more as a fan, entertained as a crowd, you know. Because that's what I like to do even when I'm not working a show. Like, I'm still a fan, you know what I mean? So when I can't work a show, I still like to go to a show, see what it's about, and just even just kick back and enjoy and not have to worry about stuff, you know, and just worry about eating the popcorn, eating the tacos, and watching the great wrestling.
Yeah, it was cool finally having you and, like, Martin involved now, because, like, I have had you guys on the show, but I never actually got to meet you guys in person until the last wrestling show. Which is, like, all our wrestling shows have gotten better. Like, each one is getting better and better and better. So it's like, I'm so excited for the future of our show.
Oh, yeah.
The next one's going to be, like, the end of August. I believe it's the 27th.
The 27th of August. We'll keep us updated on that. Because as soon as we get that for sure, I'm going to be blasting that all over social media, and we're going to get it going. How are you going to top it? Are you going to have two bad bunnies? Or are you going to have a 12-foot robot? Like, I know you can't leak all the secrets, but you can tell me a little something, Sonya. What's going
on? This time the robot's going to actually transform into a car. Just kidding.
Oh, my goodness. And drive right on out of here. I see her fly. It's all right.
That robot was cool. Like, I knew that there was going to be a robot, but I didn't know how the robot was. I thought it was just going to be like a basic old school robot. This robot was cool. Way it was lighting
it was gonna
up
be a machine
and how
set
tall
up,
it was.
But it was moving, running.
And Bad Bunny did not know he was going to be there.
Oh, no.
Maybe
I told all my friends,
I tricked
him. I told him, I was like, hey, Bad Bunny, at this wrestling show, you guys should have been here. I told you about it. And everyone's like, no way. I'm like, yeah, Bad Bunny's here. And
it was so cool. All the kids really loved that. But we're coming up to 7:15. We'll be calling Big Dodge soon. I have met Dodge a couple times. He's been really cool.
Oh, yeah, he's a cool cat. Hopefully we could chat up with him, reconnect, see what he's been up to. We'll let him speak for himself.
Yeah.
But how much time do we have
to
call him? Yeah.
We have 2 minutes. I was just setting up his number right now because I want to check it, because we were having problems when we started. So let's try it now.
Yeah.
If not, we'll have
to call him. That clogged.
Yeah, let me see.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 50959.
Well, he didn't answer. Maybe we'll text him first.
Hey, you know, it's the same thing that happened last time, you know, with the lines getting clogged and nobody here has a digital plumber, right? Nobody can unclog this line because we were trying to reach Kayam last time. Let's give him another call. Yeah.
What throws people off is that it says New York. So when people see New York, they probably just think it's bill collectors. Like,
that's true. big money doesn't fall for those type of scams, you know.
No scam likely here, buddy.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going? It's
good. How are you?
What's up?
This is United Wrestling Council Radio.
What's up?
How's it going? How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. We're right here with Lance. Just wanted to get you on the podcast, see how your move and your your whole wrestling.
Oh, Mr. Winters.
Yes, yes, Mr. Dodge. You know how this game is played. It's always been a back and forth between you and I. And as
it's
much as
love,
I despise
bro,
you,
bro.
I got to come and give you some love and some support. I heard some fascinating news this week. Would you mind sharing with everybody what you have planned?
We are starting a online class, and I believe it's a first for a while, actually. I don't think anybody, any indies are doing it. But we are doing an online class, and our very first trainer, get this, SoCal Crazy.
Oh, wow. That's a big deal.
Yes, sir. That's why we're called Big Money Exchange. Just saying.
And what, you're going to be teaching people wrestling?
What we're doing is getting them ready so when we do have the money for a ring and open our doors here in Pullman, Washington, which we will be the very first indie pro wrestling training facility in the Palouse area. They call it the Palouse area. And we're just getting them ready so when we open the doors, they will be knowledgeable of what to be expecting of when they step foot in that ring.
That
you know, instead of just going to a professional wrestling school and not know anything, and then the next day they're like, hey, this isn't for me. Well, we're giving them step-by-step by professionals 10 years plus in the business. So,
yeah, because some people just don't, like, yeah, they go the one day and then they don't leave. They're like how much training it is or how much stuff they have to learn, and then they want to help out. Yeah, that's what my dad, like when my dad would train a lot of people, he would really, the first time he would probably beat the shit out of them. And then it's really, really, really bad. And then if they still got up and came the next day, then he knew they really wanted it, and then he would put his effort into them.
Yeah, so that's what we're trying to do. Any age, any gender, any disability, it doesn't matter. You want to learn the business, we're here to help. We're here to motivate. You know, this is what it's going to take. By the time we open our doors here in Pullman, you already know what's expected of you. Do those roles.
I can testify to that.
Yeah, this guy right here, Lance Winters, man. You better watch out with this guy. I mean, I respect the hell out of this guy. I love him. I know we had our differences every now and then, but I still love the guy. I respect the guy. Even though he's not part of Big Money Exchange, it's okay. It's okay. You know, whatever. But, no, I respect him and love him like a brother. But I'm very, very beyond proud of Lance Winters to train and get his butt kicked by Azrael and everybody at OCCW.
Oh, that is right. I remember you were talking about that fight. Did you win?
Yeah, so I'm over. I'm over there training now too. And like I was saying earlier, you start training, you get into it thinking, oh, you can do it. And yeah, I thought, oh, I can do it. And then after 2 months, you're like, whoa, they're starting to move to advanced stuff. And it's not about learning moves, but it's more about learning your body. If you're getting here's a free tip. Before you even open your seminar, here's a free tip for everybody listening. Make sure you're in shape, because going to wrestling training isn't like going to the gym to get fit, you know, because you need a lot of cardio and you need a lot of strength to lift people and to have back strength and all those sorts of, and those are the kind of things you can probably learn in the seminars, right? Like the things you need before you get into wrestling and as you begin wrestling before you guys, it's like a Q&A seminar type thing. That's what it feels like.
That's exactly what it is. It's for your mentally getting you ready, physically getting you ready, being like, hey, go to the gym, work on cardio, work on this. get in shape. By the time we open the doors, guess what? You're already ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just time to roll and run.
Exactly.
Off to the races, as they say.
That's right. That's right.
That's good. That sounds like a good thing for people to learn, especially like young kids that don't know where to start.
You'd have had already about a 10-year-old come up to me and say, hey, big money, how do I become a wrestler? I'm like, well, we're going to have online classes. Have your parents sit by you. Make sure this is, even if you just want to sit in and listen.
You're like,
and
just
know the business.
Your parents'
and
credit
go
card
for it, kid.
And set up an
mm-hmm.
account.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
if they just want to know what's up with the business, hey, come on in. Listen to a pro that's been in the business for so many years.
And you told us that SoCal Crazy was going to be your first person, your first superstar to come into the class. Can you let us all know what date that is and where they can find that at? Because I don't want to miss it at the end. I want to make sure everyone gets this penciled in.
I appreciate that, Les. Yeah, our expected start date is June 13th. It will be either a Zoom or a like a FaceTime thing, I think. I need to talk to Boom about that one, but I think it was going to be a Zoom. And, classes are $25 a session. So even if you just want to peek in and be like, hey, I want an hour with SoCal Crazy. Okay, well, you get an hour, $25. Boom. There's knowledge in your head. So if you want to pay the full month, it's only $150. And you're getting not only SoCal Crazy, you're getting other talents that have been in the business. Ring
mm-hmm.
announcers, referees, commentators. I mean, there's so many positions in this wild and crazy business that I freaking love. And it's just filled with opportunities. So I want to give back and help out.
So you're clarifying that this, the summer, this training, this program that you're starting, it's not just for wrestlers. You're clarifying it's for anybody that wants to be in the business, not just fans, because, of course, you already included fans. But you're saying
like
this is for people who want to potentially be a referee or manager and stuff like that? Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to be, well, nobody could beat, you know, Big Money Dodge, I'm just saying. But if you want to be a professional wrestling manager, if you want to be the best ring announcer like somebody I know, last name Winters. you know, or referee. I'm still looking for the best referee. I'm just saying.
Ooh, look at that. So open invite to anybody listening.
So, I mean, there's so many positions that, you know, Big Money Exchange is looking for, you know, as in trainers, who's willing to, you know, train people that want to get in the business. So we're also looking for, like, trainers. We're looking for, obviously, up-and-coming superstars. Even if you've been in the business and just want to, you know, you're injured and just want a little more knowledge or whatever, you know, come on in.
Awesome.
That sounds great.
That.
A great idea.
And you said you're starting that around June 13th. They can hit up Big Money Dodge himself for more details and payment methods, or you can just send your payment method to me, and I'll redirect you to a link. Don't worry about it. Anyways, so Dodge, I have to ask you a question, totally unrelated.
Yes, sir.
Did you wish a happy birthday to Velvet Sky today?
Oh, that is right. Velvet Sky? No, I haven't.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like to always do a random fact whenever I'm online, and today's random birthday is Velvet Sky. Today is her birthday. How old is she? I cannot add time. She was born in 1983, ladies and gentlemen. So happy birthday to her. Happy birthday.
Nice.
Storm, the cowboy. Oh, look at that. Matching. You guys both had a birthday this year. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, mine's next month.
No, there you go. I heard the shots are on Lance Winters, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. There's no chops. I'm not doing birthday chops again. I'm sorry.
Oh, those are fun. Get Tony Ray's involved. He's a good chopper.
Yeah,
well,
he already gave me my birthday
chop.
I would have to really lay it into him if I wanted to get my chop back.
Yeah, good luck on that one, buddy.
That's why you have to work out. That's why I said you got to work out before you get in the wrestling business, so that way you can really lay it in.
I don't know.
And I would like to congratulate you, United Wrestling Council. You guys are doing amazing shows. You guys had a great show for Fozzy, and just it was all around great.
Thank you. No, but I'm there for
matches.
The week, but it's all Manny and Dan that have the big ideas.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
We just take the credit and smile and say thank you, guys.
Exactly. I'm just there to be like, yeah, we did this. Smile and
Well, you guys keep up the amazing work. You guys are doing an awesome job.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hopefully we'll see you soon back on the West Coast, brother. But if not, we'll have to come to the Palooza area, am I right? To come see some wrestling
Pullman, Washington, my friend. Pullman, Washington. We are located at
the lumberyard, all right. I misspoke. That's the thing about going live. You can't go back and take it back. You just got to take it. Take it on the chin and move forward.
That's why mine is chosen by myself. Horrible.
So.
I'm sorry, what happened?
No, you guys are more than welcome. Come up here.
I'll teach you your first set of kids how to swim, you know, because I'll be swam plenty of times by then. So it would be an honor.
Keep up the great work, Lance. I am so happy for you, bro. You're killing it out there.
Thank you. I'll make sure I bring some gold over there for you.
And the money, too. You know what I mean? Big money.
We can talk about life stuff. You know, there's other ways to pay people. But anyways, I want to thank you again for coming out. I want to make sure... Big Money Dodge, you plug yourself really well right here. Take this time to let us know where you're at on your social medias so that way people can follow you if they're interested in your online sessions, which will lead to your first classes.
Well, you can follow me at Big Money Dodge on Instagram and TikTok, a family app. Also, you can follow Big Money Compound and Big Money Exchange, both on Instagram, too.
Perfect.
That's about it.
Any last words you want to say to your fans or your crowd before I let you go?
Yeah. Let's just say Big Money Exchange is going worldwide and not only SoCal. So just be expecting surprises every now and then. And just an FYI, I'm in the mix of talking to one of my favorite female wrestlers, Scarlett Rose. Possible new member to Big Money Exchange.
Oh, wow. I'll have to stay tuned to hear more updates on that because that's definitely what you can use in your roster, some more woman power.
That's all we need. Big money talent. That's all I look for.
That's awesome. All right. I'm going to play the commercial while we say bye to Dodge.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
All right, so we're back now. We're supposed to be calling Legendary, but I do not have his number, Lance. Can you text it to me?
Yes, I can. I'll be on that right now.
Awesome. I was like, hey, where'd you go?
No, we have another ad, don't we, or are we good to go?
No, that was, yeah, we're good to go. That was the ad that I had to play.
Perfect. So as I'm sending you this number so we can figure it out, I just want to let you know, like I said, I always love talking about the past, always love letting things know what's going on. And I was asking you about tag teams, you know, and I said, what's going on with D-Generation X and who you like nowadays, Judgment Day, you know? Well, back in 2014, a legendary tag team lost to a new tag team, and that was the last new tag team's last match. I know it sounds really confusing, so let me just say it without the spoilers. So the Shield took on Evolution, the Evolution being the team of Triple H, Ric Flair, and Batista. And the Shield, Seth Rollins, and all of them took them down in elimination style at 2014's main event. And that was the last time you saw the Shield together. It was on this day, 9 years ago. They toppled Evolution, which was one of my favorite teams because I love the heels with the suits. Whether you're talking about Ric Flair, Triple H, you know, even going back in time, all the best of them, you know. So Evolution was my juice. But to see the new generation being the Shield take them out, you know, it was kind of a passing the torch moment. But I can totally see nowadays how Judgment Day is totally the new kids on the block or the top faction going on right now.
Yeah, I don't know if all of them were wrestlers, but I don't know their name. I think they were they're the Swedish ones. What was their name? I don't remember their name. Them, I only seen them once, though. I kind of like them, but yeah, they don't really compare to Mommy and Dominic and them, how they are. Oh, I forgot their name.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure their sales are off the roof. Describe these boys to me.
They're just like I think one of the first ones to come out for Royal Rumble. Let's see. I don't know what their name was, but they reminded me of the dude. Okay, you know, Dude, Where's My Car? The ones that wanted the transponder. They remind me of them.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, they must have been quite a character.
It reminded me of what was their name, dude? I can't remember. I'm trying to Google it, but I cannot. I don't know. All right, well, let's give Led and Daryl a call real quick.
Yeah, we're gonna have to phone in a friend, see if they can help us.
All right, I'm calling a lifeline.
Hello.
Hey, Legendary, how's it going? You're here at United Wrestling Council Radio.
Yo, how are we doing today, guys?
Good, how are you?
Fantastic. Just had a great workout at the gym.
That's awesome. It's, oh, Imperium. I was trying to figure out who, wait, are they a wrestling Rupta?
The yes, Imperium is wrestling stable.
Yeah, so we were going to call you because we were in the middle of a conversation about the great wrestling and favorite teams, and she couldn't think of the name, so we decided this was the perfect time to call on our guest. And as we called you in, I guess she figured it out on her own. So she saves a lifeline for tonight. How you doing, Daryl? It's your boy, Lance Winters. I'm glad to be talking with you tonight.
Yo, how are we doing tonight, Lance?
Good, good, good. I hear you have some upcoming news about Lucha Libre Alliance. Can you tell us a little more?
Only that I know I've been hit up for it, and I am waiting to hear back. All I know is that I'm going to be on the card. I'm super excited. Oh, for Lucha Libre Alliance. I'm sorry, I'm mixing up my promotions. Yes, it's going to be me versus Kelly. It's going to be our 1, 2, 3. It's going to be our fourth match going forward. Me and Kelly have been having issues lately. He is my tag team partner, but anytime him and I have thrown down, we usually tear it up and have the show of the night. So I'm tremendously looking forward to it, regardless of whatever issues him and I are having lately.
Yes, because I was going to say, I would see you guys team up one place, so then you guys smack each other around the other place. So your guys' relationship, to be quite frank, is a little unhealthy, but it is what it is. And it's very true what you say. Whenever you guys do implode, you guys do really bring out the best in each other, because when two friends don't like each other at a certain point, they don't hold back, because they know at the end of the day it's all love or it's all destruction. So you might as well let it all out.
Yeah.
And that's how you guys plan. That's how you guys have your every match when you guys do, as you say, the kettle gets too hot. So I saw that at OCCW. There was some hard times for Kotli as he tried to go up against the OCCW champion Inferno. He didn't quite get the win, and he didn't really win any respect from you either, because I was there and I saw you were kind of upset with him. He couldn't catch the gold, and then he couldn't retain the tag titles. So is that what most of your frustration's about, or what's it been about lately?
All of our matches, which we lost to the tag team, he was always the one to get pinned. And the one time we could have, won the tag team championships back, he also got pinned again. He is very flashy in the ring. He is a very flashy, flippy-dippy dude, but he doesn't talk a lot. And unfortunately, it doesn't go well with combination. We don't listen a lot either. And, he was so flashy, he wasn't paying attention, and it cost, had I been in the ring when it mattered, I wouldn't have lost the tag titles. So, there was frustrations there, and, he had an opportunity, to win his first singles championship. I mean, to be fair, I didn't win my first singles championship on my first try. It took me about two more matches against Nightmare from Lucha Pure Rasu when I finally captured the La Familia championship. So it's just frustrating that, I do my best to help my friend, support my friend, and, he keeps dropping the ball like this. So, and now I have to wrestle him at Lucha Libre Alliance, and I don't remember if you remember that match. He barely beat me. He had to, do a quick little kind of roll-up and then ran out of the ring. So, these things just become more and more frustrating. So I'm hoping, this time he tries something a little bit more definitive than just, sneaky moves. Because, if he's not being sneaky, then he's always costing us things. And that's kind of just where all that is.
I can totally see your frustrations, and I can hear your anger through the phone, because, like you said, when you were coming up and getting your first belt, you didn't have anyone by your corner. You're doing things your way. And now, Kali was coming up. He had opportunities. You were in his corner. You had the advantage he had the advantage that you didn't have. And I can understand your frustration on how he squandered it. You were ringside, able to, help him out any way you could with the support, the moral, and some keeping the eyes out, and he still wasn't able to secure the bag that night. So, yeah, I can totally see. I'll give him his credit before I, dig deeper into him. I'll give him his credit. He is flashy in the ring. He is a very talented individual. But when it comes home to – or when it comes to taking it home and bringing home the butter, it's either a roll-up or an L. And that's not the winner's bag. Sonia, what do you think?
I agree. You have to, if you say he's too flashy to, get the win, at a certain point, I guess you got to stop being flashy and pay attention and get that win. It's not about being flashy. It's about getting the win. Nah, flashy's cool too, though. But still, you got to get that win.
Got to get that win at any cost. I don't think that's what Daryl wants to hear right now, but Daryl, that's the motivation you need to hear heading into Lucha Libre. You need to win at any cost. Get that winner's purse.
Yes, well, you know, it is next Sunday, so I mean, I have plenty of time to prepare. You know, it's in my hometown of Long Beach. You know, it's right, like, on the cusp of my hometown of Long Beach, so I mean, I have that advantage. You know, I'm going to go in. If I win this match, I'm going to treat myself to Korean barbecue. He's like a foot smaller than me too. I know all of his moves, so like, I'm not really worried about going against Kelly. He's just like, but knowing him, he's also not going to make it easy, and that's one of those things that I have to, you know, be honest with myself about. He's not an easy opponent. He's just, you know, it's frustrating.
Definitely going to be frustrating. Well, I wish you all the best. Like I said, he's going to be a smash, running around doing a dash. Hopefully you can catch him really quick. You know all his moves. You're the one that adapts. You're the one that I always see changing your style. You're the one that I always see recording the matches, analyzing the matches. I think that gives you a great deal of advantage, you know, not just your size, like you said, being a foot taller, but also the knowledge. So if Kali's listening, I hope he has something planned besides something flashy and a quick pin.
We'll see. And that's next Sunday?
It is next. It's coming up this Sunday at the Metroflex Arena.
Oh, so on the 4th?
No, it's on the 11th.
Oh, okay, the 11th.
Not this Sunday, the coming Sunday.
Yeah, okay. That's what I just wanted to clarify.
Yes.
So, are you going to
show up already ready for tacos?
This question is not wrestling related, but are you going to that Anime Expo in July?
I have no idea yet, to be honest with you. I barely know what I'm going to do the next day or whatever. I tend to keep my routines. I try to plan everything out. Like, I'm old, so I plan everything out weeks in advance. Anime Expo, July is 31.
Oh, that's so, nice.
So I get hurt to stay at past 10 p.m. So, I plan everything like weeks in advance, and unfortunately, Anime Expo is too far. I have friends with tables and booths there, so if I want to get in, I can. It's not on my priorities list at the moment.
I just figured that you would because the way you like to dress up and stuff like that.
Not as much as I used to, but yes. I honestly have no clue yet.
All right. Angelica plans on going and dressing up.
Is Angelica ever going to come back into the ring? I remember her having a very good performance at the first United Wrestling Council show that I ever attended, but I haven't really seen her back in since. But there's so much potential there, and
she's just been focusing on her MMA and working a lot right now, so she hasn't been able to do her wrestling, but she still is doing the MMA.
Good. Combat is combat. So, I mean, I remember seeing her first match and she did such a fantastic job. So I was like,
The thing about her is that she probably doesn't want me putting this out there, but she's not listening. So she has bad anxiety that I have to deal with. So it's like, sometimes it's a little overwhelming to get her to do things like that. So the MMA helps her, the MMA helps her better with it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel with the gym. The gym helps me get over stuff like that. So, as long as she has a healthy outlet, that's all one can really help and aspire for. Everyone's built differently.
Yeah,
but
that's what, just getting in there, tapping people out, that's what makes her happy.
Yes, but speaking of, you know, people, you know, trying to put in the work and get back in the gym, Lance, when are you getting back in the ring? I mean, I remember you had a really good six-man tag team match, and I mean, you didn't win. If I remember correctly, you got pinned, but, you know, I've seen you work. I can see you move. When are you getting back in the ring? When is the Dogs of War going to go for a trio championship or something like that?
Hey, man, well, I was in the ring, like, not even 2 weeks ago. I was there, you know, at hard times. I was refereeing in case anybody wasn't there, the semi and the main event. I got my time in the ring. Like I said earlier in the show, honestly, we were speaking with Big Money Dodge, and Big Money Dodge was speaking about how he's starting a new, like, online class, which will help people who want to get interested in wrestling, teach them what to do before you get into the ring.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I advocated that was a good thing because, for me, I got into the ring to train, and I realized I could only go so far without training. Like, I didn't have any gym experience. I didn't work out. And you start realizing you can only go so far before you have to train cardio and train weights. And that you have to set aside time for yourself. You can't expect to get better cardio or to get better muscles from wrestling because you have to learn wrestling during wrestling class. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm at that part where I need to level up before I can jump back in because, yeah, it's one of those things where you got to always work towards the next level before you can take on the next level.
Well, I look forward to it. I've seen what you can do, and I know, like, if you put your heart to it, you totally could, you know, continue on in the ring. I mean, not a lot of people can say they've been put through a table and walked away from it, and you've done that. You've worked a really good six-man tag team match, and I look forward to seeing what more you can do in the future. I hope you stick to it.
Thank you, and it's not a game over. It's not me walking away. It's just I need to – You know, this is like I told Dodge, this is a free lesson right here. You need to have your body in shape because if your body's not in shape, you can't take a bump. You can't take a move. You hurt yourself because you're brittle as, you know, the chicken bones. You know, you got to put some mass on. You got to protect yourself so that way you can keep up with the big boys and put on a performance like I put on a trios match, like you said. And I had a broken freaking neck, mind you that I put on that three-way match. Of course, I took the pin, but I only took the pin because I had a broken freaking neck. Nobody wants to bring that up, but that's besides the point, you know? Like, you got to always –
Jesus.
I'm pretty sure you can advocate that, too. That's why Daryl's always in the gym because he's got to have a good body. You got to have a good body and a good mind so that way he's in a good shape for wrestling. It's not about physique. It's about being in the physical shape. It's about the mental shape.
Yeah, because there's always,
stuff,
like, jumping around, like, holding people up, you guys, like all those flips you do and stuff. Crazy.
Well, not me personally, but yes, I can agree.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tanya.
Oh no, I was just talking about how you are in the ring when, like, how you do. You would probably have to have good cardio because the way you're flipping and running around, doing all that stuff, jumping off the. Clipping over the ropes.
Yes. Well, I mean, I can't just be technically superior in the ring. I have to, you know, I have to make the show entertaining or else, you know, fans get bored and, you know, I need fans to be able to enjoy my matches so they can continue talking about me. You know, that's what I want. You know, that's why we're here
to
put on a good show.
Exactly.
But you mentioned Big Money Dodge starting a school. Is he the one teaching these classes? Does he have someone teaching for him? What's going on with that? There's so much vagueness in what he's offering at his school.
So here's the deal. You give me money. I'm just teasing you. You give Big Dodge the money, and I guess he'll send you a link. His class is going to be on Zoom starting June 13th. And he just told us a little bit of information about that today. And I guess it's going to be an hour. You pay about $25. And in this Zoom meeting, it's like a Q&A kind of seminar. And the first guest or the first host is going to be SoCal Crazy. So I guess the best way to say it is it's like a digital seminar Q&A session. And I don't know how frequent it's going to be. But he's doing that because he's still establishing the last funds for the ring so he can start having a wrestling academy out there and he can start having his trainers fly out and spend time teaching a new generation because there's no wrestling out in, what was it, Pullman, Sonya? Did I get that right that time?
Yeah.
If I said it wrong last time, I didn't want to.
Yeah, it was like Holmes, Washington or something like that. Pullman County or near Pullman.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what it is. And he had the time to explain that to us today. Would you be interested?
I have enough training with some of the school. I do multiple different classes as it is. I have enough time. I'm pretty good on all the training that I need right now with working out and then wrestling. I'm pretty stacked with the people teaching me how to wrestle so far.
Oh, no,
but
I was just trying to pitch it to you. The idea, does it sound good?
No. Me personally, I don't think you can learn how to wrestle watching things through a screen. That's how we get folks who think
we... No, it's not to teach them how to wrestle over the screen. It's like a Q&A to find out what you should do before you actually join a gym and start doing it, because a lot of people join and then they quit because they don't expect what to, you know, like he wants to give people some clarity on what to expect when they do try to become a wrestler. That's what the class is going to be about, not actually teaching them how to train online.
Okay. I don't know. That sounds like an idea. It's just something that wouldn't be for me. But I wish him all the luck. I hope that everything pans out and that his school pans out and that he manages to figure it all out. I've seen him posting about it frequently, and I've had questions. And you know, luckily you guys were able to clear up some of the fog regarding his school. So thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem, man, because I definitely wouldn't sign up if he was trying to teach me how to suplex through a screen. You know, I'd go through my own wall.
Yeah, so I was thinking that too at first. When he first said it, I was like, wait, what? But then when he started explaining it, I was like, okay, that makes more sense.
So we got
but
about
yeah,
5 minutes
for people
left
who don't know
you.
Anything, though.
I'm sorry, you guys kind of said something at the same time.
Go ahead, man.
I'm speaking about Dodge. Oh, sorry.
It's all good. But you both will be attending the Lucha Libre Alliance show next Sunday?
Probably not me, but last me. I don't know. I do actually want to go to the Lucha Libre Alliance one. I do love them. So
I will
I might.
Be there because my boy
is
the
it is that Metro
champion.
Woohoo!
A Warhol
okay, yeah,
beats the war, baby. 1/3. So I'll be there in support, whether that's in person, behind the stage, as a fan. I will be there. He's going to be on the line for a triple threat match for that belt. It's going to be explosive. I'm not downsizing you at all, Daryl. I'm just saying that man's a champ at that business. And he happens to be 1/3 of the Beast of War, which I happen to run. But, Daryl, let everybody know where they can find you online, because I can't find Lucha Libre Alliance online, but I'd love to find you online. Let everybody know where they can hear you.
Well, all my social media is under the same accounts, Legend Daryl, all one word, LegendArryl. I'm a very easy to find gentleman. I have Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Those are the main platforms that I use. Please like, share, and subscribe and all that stuff. If you DM me, I eventually do respond and answer any questions regarding any future shows or appearances that I may do. So, yep,
awesome.
That's pretty much it when it comes to me.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to seeing you on Sunday. I probably will go because I do want to go to Lucha Libre Alliance one. This is the last one they had. I was busy.
Yes, and it was a full house at that show, so I'm imagining it's going to be just as great coming along this show.
Oh, yeah. The Metroflex Arena is one of the most prime locations because I've seen, you know, whether it's a Lucha Libre Alliance show or whether it's a UWC show, that crowd, they just show up. They just start crawling out of the – they start, what did I say, coming out of the woodworks, you know what I mean? And that place gets packed really fast. You start having people on the workout supplies sitting there. You start having people hanging off the cage trying to watch the action. So Lucha Libre Alliance this Sunday, next Sunday, I'm sorry, I'm getting too ahead of myself again. It's going to be a great time.
Yes. For me, this weekend is, yes, this is going to be the only weekend I will not be wrestling. I will be wrestling a match every single weekend going forward for the month of June. So, I mean, lots of wrestling going around.
Awesome.
So what are you doing since you're not going to be wrestling?
I have no idea yet. It is a week. I've not planned. Like I said, I'm old. I have not planned that far ahead yet. I've saved the dates for my wrestling and prepping for that. So I'm looking very much forward to all the wrestling that I can do.
Perfect. I love it. I was just telling Sonya at the top of the hour that, yeah, this weekend is my one weekend where I don't have any wrestling either. So I'm going to actually take it easy and just hang around the house, maybe, you know, clean up the garage and stuff. So, you know, you take it one day at a time. You're a true vet, as in an old man, you know, taking it day by day. So we'll see how your weekend goes. And hopefully it's enjoyable. That's all we can ask for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Awesome. All right, well, we're running up against the clock now. It's almost about to be 8 o'clock. I just wanted to remind the fans and people listening that next week we're going to have Mr. Mexico and Sonny Ono, and then we'll have Christian Menny. I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he's an artist who, like, the draws, and he does great work. Artist, art, and design.
All right, well, thank you for having me today, guys. I will look forward to listening to your next podcast when I'm over at the gym. I listen to you guys, Jim Cornette, and a few other podcasts, so I may look forward to hearing what other things you have to discuss. Thank you for having me today.
Awesome. Thanks for coming
on. Thank you so much, Daryl.
All right, have a nice day.
You too. Did you just hear that?
What?
He just compared our show to Jim Cornette's show. We're up there. Oh my goodness!
I was like, I don't know.
We're viral, baby. We better go check Twitter right now, because if we have Jim Cornette, go look that up after this show. Because if we got Jim Cornette styles right now, and we're on that level, oh my god, we're gonna get a plaque soon. And that's some legendary.
That's freaking funny. All right, is there anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here?
You know, just wow. Back in 2010, Wade Barrett was the winner of NXT's TV show. That was back when it was a TV show, not the TV show it is now. Did you know, were you watching it back then in 2010 when it was like a reality show or whatnot? Today.
I had,
you know.
That's actually probably the last time I watched it was when it was still like that. I checked out a few, but I haven't like got involved in it really.
Yeah, NXT is my main source of enjoyment when it comes to televised wrestling. You know, I don't really like Raw, SmackDown. Like, it's not that I don't like it, but it's just, you know, harder to get through. And it's hard for me to follow AEW. I liked AEW when it was on YouTube because you could just watch it whenever, you know. But when it's 2-3 hours, it's hard. But NXT, that goes by quick. I love seeing the new talent, so... You get to know me a little bit better. That's my favorite kind of wrestling, and I'll leave you at that.
All right. Yeah, no, I agree. I have actually been wanting to see more indie and new stuff than the WWE and stuff like that, but I just need to get back out of the house and into that.
Whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready, we'll start going places.
I do want to check out
to San Diego.
I probably will check that one out, you know, to start.
Let's make it happen.
I love I love them.
They're nothing but great people, especially
their
champion, who happens to be a third of the Beast of War and the Warhawk.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you again next week.
All righty, Sonya. Thanks for having me again. Thanks for being here, everyone. Thanks for listening.
All right. Here's our outro music.